This is Akashvani, the news read by Narang Koyang. Prime Minister Narendra Modi participated in the 45th anniversary celebrations of the Art of Living in Bengaluru today. He inaugurated the newly constructed Dhyan Mandir at the Art of Living International Center. Addressing the gathering, the Prime Minister lauded the role of the Art of Living Foundation in promoting service, spirituality and social transformation. The Prime Minister also called for collective efforts to build a developed India through environmental responsibility, youth empowerment and inner well-being. The Prime Minister also launched the year-long projects of the Foundation on Mental Well-being, Rural Development, Nature Conservation and Social Transformation. Before proceeding to the Art of Living International Centre, the Prime Minister addressed the BJP leaders and workers at Hull Airport in Bengaluru. The founder of Tamil Laga, Vetri Khajagam, actor-turned-politician C. Joseph Vijay has been sworn in as the Chief Minister of Tamil Nadu today. Governor Rajendra Vishwanath Arlekar administered him oath of office and secrecy in a swearing-in ceremony held at Nehru Indoor Stadium. Nine ministers also took oath along with Mr. Vijay. Congress leader Rahul Gandhi and several personalities from the Tamil film industry were present on the occasion. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated C. Joseph Vijay on taking oath as the Chief Minister of Tamil Nadu. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, "The central government will keep working with Tamil Nadu government to improve the lives of people." He expressed his best wishes for Mr. Vijay's tenure ahead. Senior leader Dr. Himanta Biswa Sarma has been elected as the leader of the BJP Legislature Party as well as the NDA in Assam. In the Legislature Party meeting held in Guwahati this morning, a total of 8 BJP MLAs including Ranjit Kumar Das, Biswajit Daimari, Ajanta Niyog, Rajdeep Roy, Ashok Singhal and Piyush Hajorika proposed the name of Dr. Sharma as the leader of the Legislature Party. The proposal was subsequently seconded by other MLAs in attendance. Thereafter, in the presence of the 10 Assam Gana Parishad MLAs and BPF legislators, AGP leader Atul Bora and BPF leader Rihon Daimari proposed Dr. Himanta Sharma name as the leader of the NDA. Following these proposals, BJP Central Observer Jagat Prakash Nanda formally declared Dr. Himanta Biswa Sarma as the leader of BJP and the NDA. After being elected as the NDA leader, Mr. Sarma met Governor Lakshman Prasad Acharya at Lok Bhavan and formally submitted the proposal to form the government. In Puducherry, NDA leader N. Rangasamy will take oath as the Chief Minister on 13th of this month. Yesterday, President Draupadi Murmu appointed AINRC leader N. Rangasamy as the Chief Minister of the Union Territory. Following the notification, Lieutenant Governor K. Kailash Natan invited Mr. Rangasamy to form the government. A special PMLA court in Gurugram granted 7-day remand of Punjab Industries Minister Sanjeev Arora to the Enforcement Directorate in a money laundering case. The ED yesterday arrested Sanjeev Arora from Chandigarh in a case linked to alleged fraud in goods and service tax transactions of over 100 crore rupees. He was produced before the court by the agency officer seeking custodial interrogation. The Ministry of Education will organize Bharatiya Bhasa Summer Camp 2026 in all schools across the country during summer vacation. In a social media post, the ministry said that the week-long camp will provide students an engaging opportunity to learn basic communication skills in various Indian languages through interactive activities. The cruise ship linked to Hunter virus outbreak arrived at Tenerife, which is the largest of Spain's Canary Islands. The Dutch-flagged MV Honduras arrived at Spain's port of Granadilla today, escorted by Civil Guard vessel. The ship had left for Tenerife on 6th of May. At Archery World Cup Stage 2 in Shanghai, India's women's recurve team of Deepika, Ankita and Kumkum defeated host China to win gold medal today. That is all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.